knowing that I would just want to take further today, which is not my mamelushin. But I'll try, Mr. Hashem, to speak this language. And I want to speak first about the last week's parsha. Vayetzi Yaakov v'Esav el Charono. And then the pasuk tells us about the neder that Yaakov Avinu did. So he said, Vayeder Yaakov and the Lemuel, Im yeh Elohim limodi, because Bog will be with me. Ushmorani baderech hazeh asher anechi oivich. Because Bog will guard me in the way I'm going. Venot ani lechem lechol v'gedvishu, he will give me bread to eat, clothes to wear. V'shavti v'sholom el beit ovi, voyo Hashem nid Elohim. I'll come peacefully to my father's house, because Bog will be my God. So even as Zoyis, as a Santi Matzevo, ye Beis Elohim, this stone that I made as a Matzevo is going to be Beis Elohim. V'chol asher titen li, aser asrenu lo. Whatever you give me, I'll give my God. So the question is, first, why this nether is necessary? Because Bog promised him, because Bog would say to him, Mefuresh, he told him, והנה השם ניצבו לו והקדוש ברוך הוא פרומיס ואנוכי אימוך I'll be with you ושמרתיך בכל אשר תלך I'll guard you ושיבוא יסיך על אדום הזאת I'll bring you back to this land כי לא יעזובך עד אשר אם מוסיף לי את זה הולך I'll not forsake you I'm going to do everything for you. So why is there this nether for? Besides, we know that nether is not a katchile unless it's bar mitzvah. Toy v'asher lid, asher lo yitidor mishetidor v'lo teshalem. And the Gemara says, toy mizeh u'mizeh shelo lo yider kol iker. Better not to do nedorim. So why was it necessary? So the machshove that Yaakov Avinu did not have any doubt about that, because Shbok is going to help him and to do whatever he promised him. Except he had one fear. The fear was that when time comes and he will go through all this nisyoinet with Lavan, race of Lavan, whatever he's going through, and he's sure they're going to be saved. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him he's going to be saved, but the salvation is coming, of course, through natural circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig ha'olam bederech ha'teva. So he might have v'sholem for a moment, and sometimes more, to think maybe my wisdom, maybe my strength, maybe I was able to help myself. Of course he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, but this kind of feeling that every human being might have sometimes, this is the nekudah chas v'sholem of kfire. This is the nekudah whenever human beings start to think, you know, I'm mighty and I'm very strong and I'm able to, and he forgets what he created for, what his end coming, and very, very close, 70, 80, 90 years, 120 years, there is an end to everybody. But Rabin was very afraid of that. Tzaddikim are always afraid. So he did a nether. The nether was, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me, but I want to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. I want to be aware of that every minute in my life. When I'm going through the Nisyonet, I want to remember and to live and to acknowledge all the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and not me. And therefore he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eya Imoch, but Im Yeh Eloiki Mimodi, Ushmorani, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taki will be with me, I see that I will see that He is with me. Ushmorani, I see that He is guarding me. He is watching me. V'not Sani Lechem Vechol, and the bread what I eat is not because I work, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the bread. One point over here, it's written like I did, I will do. Veshavti v'sholom el beis ovi. It's not written v'heshivani, but v'shavti. Why? Because Rashi says v'sholom inachet. Sholom means peacefully without a virus. That we know akol b'dei shomayim chutz mi'irat shomayim. Yirat shomayim that we have to work on our own. Therefore over here it says v'shavti v'sholom el beis ovi. That should be my work. But anything else, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'oyo Hashem did Elohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you will be my God. Then, v'aven hazois asher samti matzei v'o yedet Elohim. V'choil asher titem liyaser asrenu loch. That's the coming neder of mitzvah. Yenachinami. Neder of tam is also, but neder for mitzvah is mutter. Then, v'aven hazois asher samti matzei v'o yedet Elohim. Whatever I build for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whenever I give myself, it's the Shem Shomayim, it's the real myself. But if I don't live with the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, and I have things I can do, and I do something, then the best Elohim is not best Elohim. It's just how I'm going to, for my own COVID. The myself I give, if I don't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the money to give, it's not my myself. I feel I give. No, it's not a real mitzvah. Okay, talk shelo lishmo, bo lishmo, it's also a mitzvah. But the real mitzvah, the goal of the mitzvah, asera asrenu loch. And the emphasis here, asera asrenu loch, because Chazal say, aser kedei kedushasher. Right? Somebody, there is a motivation, shelo lishmo. Aser kedei kedushasher, give myself in order to be rich. But he say, asera asrenu loch. I give myself because you told me to give, because it's your money. Aser asrenu loch. So not any other motive. Only this. Aser asrenu loch. You gave me, and you are the bale boss, and you tell me what to do with my money. Aser asrenu loch. So this point, that Yaakov Avinu took upon himself this obligation to acknowledge the Ashgoche and to appreciate the Ashgoche all his life. For all his life, this was in this moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to him, and when it happened after Yaakov Avinu was davened for. Va'ifga b'mokoy, one of the shoinot of Va'ifga is also tefillah. So to get this level, we need tefillah. Without tefillah, if we don't daven, or not properly, or if we feel the daven is just something we have to get rid of, Chas v'sholem, like we have, you know, three times a day, you know, obligations, we have to do it, to rush and just to finish. That's the feeling, so it's not a real connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu va'ifga b'mokoyim, when he was there, he davened. He wanted to see the Kodesh Baruch Hu's revelation. He wanted to see the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the real guidance to how to manage his life. So the koyach tefillah, we should remember, is very, very strong. The Ramban says, famous Ramban, Sof Parshas Voi. Ramban says like this: the kavonas kol hamitzvos shenamin belokeinu v'noy de'elof she'u bro'onu. The purpose of all the mitzvos is that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will appreciate that He created us. Ve'yi kavonas hayetzire, that's the real intention of creation. She'en lanu tam acher b'yetziro harishoino, there is no any other reason in the original creation, just that we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Ve'en la'elyon v'tachtoinim chefetz milvad ve, kavyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have any will, any goal in creation except this one. Which one? Sheyeda odom veyoyde le'eloikov shevroi. That human being will know, will remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Ve'kavonas roi memusa koil batfilois, when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our voice. Ve'kavonas bateknesiois, when we come to shul to daven. Uzchus tfilas harabim, the zchus of tfilas harabim, we know this, and kel tfilas harabim lo ima, Kodesh Baruch Hu don't despise tfilas of rabim, Zehu, he said, She'iye livne odo mokoim iskapsu ve'yoidu lokeil shebrom. Be a place the people can gather and be moided to HaKadosh Baruch who created them. Ve'im tzion, ve'ifarse muzeh. And they have to say it loudly, ve'advertise this. Ve'yomru lefonov, and we say before him, Bri'yo yitzecho anachnu, we are your bri'et. You created us. We belong to you. They said, they're the tachlis of the bri'et. That we, Eden, will come to Shul, and we say, Ribono shel Olam, we belong to you. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara Kiddushin Chof Teta Mutbeis. Gemara tells about Rav Acho Bar Yakov Bar Acho. So he was learning in the Yeshiva of Abaye. The Gemara talks about over there about what the Aloche if the father is sending his son to learn Torah, and it costs money, of course. We know Jewish, no matter what. So, and for some reason, the son did not succeed so well in his limud. Can the father say, okay, I want to learn. You are my son, but I'm not less than you. I also have to learn Torah. So, we say, yes, that's like the aloha. That if the son is not doing so well, that the father has a right to go into learn by himself. So he sent his son, Rav Ache, that later on he became a Moiro, but at that time he did not succeed so well in his limud. So his father told him, if you don't succeed, I want to go. So Abaye, in the Yeshiva of Abaye, at that time there was a mazik. There was some mazik, I don't know exactly what kind of mazik, later on we find it was like a snake, but it was like a shed, I don't know, but it was a mazik. Then the Talmidim were very scared to go there. Mamash was mazik the Talmidim. So Abaye thought, I have an idea. Since Rav Yaakov was a big tzaddik, so it's better if he has to face this mazik and to kill him. So he told the Talmidim, when Rav Yaakov is coming here, nobody will give him a place to stay. No Aksanya here. No host. And then, with no choice, we have to sleep in the smedrash. So the mazik wasn't a smedrash. So that's what happened. He came there, probably was very surprised what happened. This was a Talmidim, nobody had a place for him. But that's what happened. So he had to stay there, and the mazik came there. And it was a snake with seven heads. So he was davening. So every kriya that he did, one of the heads of this snake fell down. After seven kriyas, this snake died. The mazik died. So Rav came to Rav Yaakov came to Bintayne to Abaye. If lav the misrachi shnifet sakintin, if not the nest, the miracles, what happened, you would have risked my life. That's the end of the story. So the Marshover there had a question. He had a question. What's going here, Abaye? Was not aware that he's going to risk the life of Rav Yaakov. Who gave permission to do that? Because of his interest that Yeshua will be clean of this magic, can risk his life. So the Marshal said that this. Marshal said that Abaye knew with no doubt that Rav Yaakov, at this tzaddik, will not be damaged. He knew that the magic is going to die. Except there was one problem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a net, supernatural net, that's coming, you know, on the cheshbon of the schar. There is a deduction from the reward, you know, in the matter. That was the problem over here. Abaye, he was thinking, well, maybe I can't do that for him, not because he will die, of course he will not die. But who gave him permission to reduce his schar in Olam Haba? Because we know when Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing a nes shelo bederech hateva, there is a cheshbon, like the Gemara, famous Gemara in Shabbat about Aruch Chosid, that his wife died and did not have any way to feed his baby. So Nasa Lones, it was a big nes, and himself was able to feed the baby of Yehoshua, where the milk came out of him. So the Gemara says, oh, big tzaddik. So the Gemara says, no, kama olov ish desh and ishtanu olov sidre bereishis. Kama olov, you know, is so miserable that the Rosh Baruch Kadochel had to change the creation laws for him. In other words, God is going to lose a schar, a reward in Olam Haba, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the nature for him. So Abaye's cheshbon was that in this case, the Maharsho Dr. Zoy, Maharsho said that in this case, Abaye was not afraid. Why not? Because he said, I know that Rav Yaakov is a tzaddik and he knows how to daven. And if he gets this nest, what davening, it's not a nest anymore. It's not a miracle. If you get something in davening, it's not Shinui HaTeva. That's the Maharsho, it's big chiddush of the Maharsho. And Rav Yaakov, he held that he's not a big tzaddik. He held that his spirits are not so strong. Therefore, he said that you risk my life. In other words, you risk my schar. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu did the nest for me. But the idea is, if you get something through tefillah, if the tefillah is serious tefillah, there is no nets. There's a teva. That this Ramban, I keep reading this Ramban. The Ramban says like this: Min anisim agdoilim amefursomim, odo moide banisim anistorim. Shem yesoy datoy rokulo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the nature like he did in Mitzrayim, so Nisim HaGdol for some is the famous Nisim. If you see that, then you can be moide the Nisim and Historim in the hidden Nisim. Shem yesoy datoy rokulo, he said, the foundation of Toire is Nisim and Historim. She'en lo odom chelet betoyre atzmoy sherabeinu. This is Ramban. Odom, he doesn't have a chelek in the Torah, at shenamin bechol dvareinu mikreinu, to believe in all our things, all everything around us, shekulam nisim. Everything is a miracle. En baim teva, no nature. En baim teva o minogo sheloilom. Bein berabi, bein beyochid. No matter if it's coming publicly or beyochid. If you do the mitzvah, depends on our behavior. If you do mitzvah, be okay. Chas v'shalom, not shem erachem. So this yesod is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is no nisim, shinui ha-teva, and not shinui ha-teva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating the world, and Mechadesh Betuvoi Bechol Yom Tovid Maseh Bereish. Kodesh Baruch Hu is renewing the Bria every minute, every second. So we see the sun shining, it's not, it's Teva, right? We get used to it. But is it Teva? It's not a big net? The distance between the world and the sun is exactly under a millimeter. It was a little closer, everything was burning. A little further, everything was freezing. All life in this world is just because Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh the Bria. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh the Bria, the Nikloleus in Proteus. Every human, everybody, when you get up in the morning, we know, we get used to it. We say, Moideani. But someone is thinking of this, Baruch Hashem. I got this morning, I got up. How many people lo aleinu did not shem irachem? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the strength to get up, to function, to walk, to use my hands. Yeah, we get used to it, so we think it's teva. The Ramban says that ein lo odom chelek betoiras Moshe Rabbeinu at shenamin bechol dvareinu mekreinu shekulom nisim. Ein bein teva. The Ramban says there is no teva. The only boy Rabbeinu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only boy Rabbeinu. Elamai, Kodesh Baruch Hu is using the circumstances of the Teva that we will be aware about what's going on. I have a friend. His name is Rabbi Novel, Chana Novel. Eves Melamed in the Cheder in Yerushalayim. So he was for 2-3 years was a Melamed in the Cheder. He became a Chochem. He wrote down some story. So he had a brother, Olalein, who passed away. His brother was 6 years old. And I was came to Menachem Avinu there. So he told me that his brother, he was born in America. And one day, when he was working in one of the factories, so the machine cut one of his feet. And then they put like proteza, and he was able to function with his foot almost like anybody else. But in order not to surrender to this blemish, he decided to change his job and to be a tourist guide. He was walking on mountains, mamish like every healthy man. Then he decided to move another story, Eretz Aliyah. He came there, he saw one of his neighbors with a blue number from Auschwitz, which happened to be the same number, the same phone number he had in America. The same number, exactly. So of course he was able to remember the number. Years later, while he was guiding a group of Americans in Eretz Yisrael, so one of them say to the group, to the other people around, "No, look at me, I look wealthy, happy. You don't know what I went through." And then he told them he was in Auschwitz. Nobody in the family remained alive. Nobody. I'm a shalom. And then he showed them the blue number on his hand. And these guys looked and he saw Mama showed me the same number except the left number, which was one more or one less. The left number. So he asked him, "Tell me, do you remember when you got this number from the Nati Mashmo? You were alone or with other friends or with the family?" So he said, "I was with my brothers and my sisters." "And are you sure there is nobody alive?" "Yeah, I do." "So then come with me, we'll try to see." So he's walking there and he met his brother. After many, many years, he met his brother. Just through this, the Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the neighborhood of somebody at the same number or the phone number in America. So it's the whole, that's Bederech HaTeva. It's still Teva. Not Kriyat Yamsuf. Not Kriyat Yamsuf. But of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes is creating the circumstances in such a way that we realize it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't explain otherwise. We have to remember. In order to get to this, we have to daven. Without speaking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are not there. But if we daven, we ask, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. And I said before this Marsho, there was this very similar idea in Maise with Rabbi Lopian, the Tzadik Livrocha. Rabbi Lopian, he was in his later years, he was Mashgiach Mepaksidim, as we know. One day, two young delight were in Zichron Yaakov neighborhood, because before Mepaksidim, Rabbi was Mashgiach in Zichron Yaakov. So one of them said to his friend that he still owes money of many years ago to a yid in Zichron Yaakov. His name is Tzemach. That was his name. Because this Tzemach was a nice man. Even if he was not very frum, but he used to lend money to the Yeshiva Bochrim and to help them sometimes. So he told me he borrowed him 20 lirot was at that time, and he still owes him the money. He owes his life. So they came there in Zichron Yaakov, and they saw this guy sitting on a chair somewhere outside in a bench. So he came to him and he told him he's very sick, he's not well, he was a very old man. So they say to him, "You know, maybe will go to Rabbi Lopyan's Paksidim. When you go there, we'll mention your name, they'll daven for you. And then his face lit. He said, ah, Rabbi Lopyan, I want to tell you something. He said, I want to tell you, when Rabbi was here many years ago, one day this guy had a stroke. He was taken to hospital, Tzemach, and the doctors say that he's hopeless and he's going to die, lo aleinu, in a short time. Rabele came there because this guy was helping the bochim. He came to visit him and he brought 10 bochim from the yeshiva. They say teili, they done for him, and then he sent back the bochim to the yeshiva to learn Torah, and he was staying along with him. They say to him, do you have maybe children? He said, yes, a daughter and a son. They are Shomrei Shabbos. He said, no. So call them here, please. They called them. They came. He said to the children, if you promise me that you start being Shomrei Shabbos, your father will be alive, will be saved. You promise me? How can I refuse? They said, okay. So this Tzemach say that in few days he became healthy. Not perfect, not in perfection, mamesh. He was still, you know, he had to use a can to walk, but he was saved. Be mobes lechaim. He was able to function all his life. So that this young delight, they came to Kfar Chassidim, and one of them came to Rabele and told him, you know, we met Tzemach that you saved his life. He was not answered. But in the yeshiva, there came two men there. You know what he's talking? Oh, we have a tzaddik. Our mashgiach, Rabele, is a big tzaddik. So on Tzai Shabbat, Rabele Lopyan was saying the shmoy to the yeshiva. And he said, I don't know what people are talking about. This is called a miracle. If you daven for somebody, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu helps him, that's a mess. That anybody can do that. Tefillah, with tefillah, you can get everything. Some idea what we can get through government. That's not a mess, that's a teva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world in this way. The goal of creation is tefillah, like the Ramban says. If this is the goal and you fulfill the goal, then you get what you need. Because you fulfill the function that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. Since time is short, only 2 minutes? Yeah. There is another marsho, and we want to finish this shiur with Hashem. Another marsho connect to this union. Mishne, famous Mishne in Oves, Al Tiyu Ka'avodim, Amesham Shemesarav, Amenas Tekav El Pras. Don't be like slaves who serve the master in order to be rewarded, but be Ka'avodim, Amesham Shemesarav, Sheloi Amenas Tekav El Pras. The Ramban, read the question of the Abarbanel. What the Pshat? The Torah promises, Voyom Shemoya, I'll give you rain, I'll give you everything. The Torah says that you, if you keep mitzvahs, you have the reward. So what the Mishnah says, don't expect trust. Don't serve Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. The Marsho, he said he is sold. Say like this. There is a Vodim, Eved Ivri, Eved Knaim. What is the difference? Eved Ivri should serve the master like Eved Knaini, except Eved Ivri is able to acquire his own possession. Eved Knaini, Mashe Kono Eved, Kono Rabo. Whatever he acquires, belongs to his master. So what happens if the master promises both? You know, if you do this work, this job, both together, I'll give you a nice meal. He takes him to a 5-star hotel, best meal in the world. Both enjoy, except the Eved Ivri enjoys from his own food. The Eved Knaini enjoys, but he always remembers, yeah, I enjoy, but it's not mine, it's a master. Dogma show. Of course, we can expect the reward, because Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to give us char for the mitzvah. But we have to remember that the schar also belongs to him, don't belong to us. As you kavodi like Eved Ivri, I'm a shamsha not the kabel pras to acquire. You have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you even the pras. When you enjoy the pras, enjoy that, but remember it's his, it's not yours. That's the goal of creation. So remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, everything belongs to him, and we are his Briyoyso, that the Rabbah says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, we live in this way. Alevai, it's not easy, but in many Sioinet, but that's the point. Yaakov Avinu says, and this Shmira HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer, that can make sure that Nadi Chas V'Sholem HaSoinet, like I heard this morning in Hempstead, I don't know, Hashem Erachem, all these troubles and sorrows are coming from one point when we don't live in the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. If we are mischazek in this Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balei Bot in everything, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees Ushmarticho Bechol Asher Tev.